You've been told the biggest lie about overeating, and it's the exact reason your arms still feel soft instead of strong. Today, I'm exposing why food is not in charge and why you're not powerless, and the mindset shift that will finally help you eat like a naturally toned woman.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 86. Today we're talking about one of my favorite topics, one that's controversial, especially if you've tried diet after diet and still don't have the arms you want. And that is the idea of being powerless around food. Society loves labels. You're either healthy or unhealthy. You're either disciplined or a food addict. It's a black and white picture with no middle ground. And when it comes to eating habits, women are often told that if they've overeaten, binged, or failed another diet, the solution is to admit that they're powerless. And the only way to change is to give up control. But listen, I never believed that. Not when I was overeating at night, not when I told myself I'd start clean eating Monday morning. Not when I felt stuck hiding my arms in long sleeves because I hated how they looked. Powerless didn't explain those moments. And my clients don't buy that either. If you think about it, if you were powerless, how do you explain the days you do eat balanced, stop when you're satisfied, or the weeks you do see muscle tone in your arms? Powerless doesn't account for that. And here's where I want to be crystal clear. If you want to tone your arms after 50 or at any age, you don't do it by surrendering power. You do it by reclaiming it, by building healthy eating habits that put you back in control, by learning how to eat like a naturally toned woman so you're not stuck in the endless loop of willpower and restriction. This shift matters because the women who stop seeing themselves as powerless are the ones who finally create lasting results, not just for their arms, but their entire life. Here's what I see all the time with my clients. They'll tell me loud and clear that they don't connect with the idea of being powerless. But then a few minutes later, their words start sounding an awful lot like powerlessness. I'll hear things like, I don't know why I keep overeating at night. It's like the habit just takes over. I must just have an addictive personality when it comes to food. I don't know why it's so hard to stop. I just can't seem to say no to sugar. Listen closely to that language. The habit just takes over. I must have an addictive personality. I just can't say no. That's the vocabulary of powerlessness. That's the story that food is in charge instead of you. But here's the truth. Food doesn't have power over you. Pizza doesn't jump off the counter. Ice cream doesn't sneak into your mouth. The think, feel, act cycle tells us the opposite. You're always making a decision. You may not know that thought or feeling is driving that action yet, but unless someone is literally pinning you down and spoon feeding you, that food didn't just magically appear in your body. You made the choice. And yes, sometimes you hate that choice. The next day you might regret it. You might wonder why you keep repeating it when you want toned arms, when you want to feel in control, when you're so tired of starting over. But it's still a decision you're making, still a choice. Here's the controversial part. It's a choice every single time. Even after you've taken that first bite, Eating like a naturally toned woman doesn't mean you'll never slip. It means you recognize that the decision is always yours, not your cravings, not your so-called addictive personality, not the chips in the pantry. Always you. I know some of you are already thinking, okay, but what about people who truly are addicted to food? What about sugar addiction? What about emotional eating? Here's what I'll say. Yes, it's absolutely possible for the body to get hooked into dependency loops. Sugar can light up your brain like a drug. Highly processed foods are engineered to do just that. But let's get really honest here. Does that describe your situation? If your body literally becomes ill without sugar, if you're shaking and sweating or in withdrawal, then yes, that's a medical issue. That's when you need professional help. But for the vast majority of women who want toned arms, that's not what's happening. What's happening is this. You're telling yourself you're powerless when really you're just stuck in a habit loop. And habits are powerful, but they're not destiny. Habits are how your brain saves energy. Over time, repeating the same pattern, like grabbing chips when you're stressed or reaching for dessert after dinner, teaches your brain to run on autopilot. There's a reward built in, and the brain loves a quick hit of reward, especially concentrated ones like sugar, wine, ultra-processed snacks. But here's the truth of it. Just because something has become a habit doesn't mean you're doomed to repeat it forever. You're not powerless. And here's why. You still have free will. You can decide to eat differently, even when the urge feels strong. You have a brain with a prefrontal cortex, a part of you that can step back, observe, and bring awareness to what feels automatic. This is where how to eat like a naturally toned woman comes in. It's about learning to notice the think, feel, act cycle before the fork hits your mouth. The thought and feeling driving the action instead of pretending food has control over you. That's the difference between women who stay stuck in the I can't help myself story and women who build strong, defined arms after 50. One group tells themselves they're powerless. The other learns how to bring awareness to the habit and reclaim their power. I hear this all the time. Christine, there's no thought there. I swear it just happens. One minute I'm fine, the next minute I'm eating. And I get it. I used to feel like that too. Like food decisions just happened without me. But listen, just because you can't yet see the thought doesn't mean it's not there. Every action you take or don't take isn't random. There's not some mysterious force. Everything you do with food, grabbing seconds, skipping a workout, finishing a bag of chips, is being driven by what you're thinking and feeling in that moment. That's why the think, feel, act cycle is so powerful. It explains overeating. It explains skipping the workout. And it explains why you can't just willpower your way into toned arms. The real problem, no one ever taught us this. No one explained the habits are built on cues and rewards. No one told us how the brain memorizes, when do I eat? Where was the last reward? Who was I with? What feelings did I avoid? Your brain stores that data. So the next time you feel anxious, bored, or lonely, it has the answer ready. Go numb with food. This is why so many women say the habit just takes over. But here's the truth. It's not the habit, it's the choice. every time you say, I don't know what happened, you give your power away. Instead, try this. I decided to eat. Even if you don't like the decision afterward, own that you made it. Then you can get curious, okay? What thought or feeling drove that choice? And here's where honoring your true hunger comes in. When you pause long enough to ask, am I physically hungry right now? Or am I just looking to escape a feeling? That's when the toddler brain that screams for snacks starts to show itself. It throws a tantrum, and that tantrum is the very evidence that your thought and feeling are there. That's the moment of power, because mindful eating isn't just about slowing down. It's about being fully present with your body's signals, choosing food when you're hungry, choosing to stop when you've had enough. That's how naturally toned women eat. That's why they don't feel powerless. Yes, mindfulness is simple, but simple doesn't mean easy. We live in a world designed to distract us from our bodies, from our hunger, from the here and now, which is exactly why being mindful takes practice, like lifting weights, right? But for your brain. So don't fall for the excuse, I don't know what happened. The habit just took over. You are not powerless. You're capable of tuning in, of practicing mindfulness, of honoring true hunger instead of numbing emotions. That is the path to becoming a woman who eats and lives like someone with strong toned arms. All right, let's look at the second excuse I hear all the time. I don't know why I overeat. I guess I just have an addictive personality. And listen, I used to say this myself. I used to explain away all kinds of things by calling them just my personality. I'd say, I'm just someone who can't relax. I'm just someone who's always hard on herself. I'm just someone who always wants more food. Maybe you've said something like that too. I'm just someone who can't stop eating at night. I'm just someone who's addicted to sugar. I'm just someone who doesn't have discipline. Here's the problem with that thinking. When you describe your struggles as personality traits, you make change sound impossible. If it's who you are, then you can't do anything about it. I was born this way. It runs in my family. It's just who I am. But let's call this out. It's not personality. It's mindset. It's a thought you've rehearsed so many times, it feels like identity. And the more you say it, the more you cement it, which means you stop even trying to listen to your body, right? Stop trying to honor true hunger or eat in a way that would actually help you build the toned arms that you want. Because here's the truth, you are not just someone who always overeats. You are not just someone with no willpower. You are not just addicted to food. You are a woman with a brain that has practiced certain thoughts and practice them enough that they feel like personality. But thoughts are not destiny. Personality is not a prison. You have a prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that can choose how you show up, choose how you respond, and choose to honor your hunger instead of numbing your feelings. That's the difference between staying stuck in the that's just who I am story and becoming someone who eats like a naturally toned woman. Because naturally toned women don't tell themselves, I was born to overeat. They tell themselves, I was born to listen to my body, and I can practice that skill until it feels natural too. Here's what I think most of you are actually describing when you call it your personality. What you really mean is, I've got a bunch of think, feel, act cycles running in my head, and I've never questioned them. You've rehearsed certain thoughts for so long that they just feel automatic, like identity. I've never considered that my thoughts were optional. I've never been told I could choose new ones on purpose. So those habitual thoughts create feelings. Those feelings drive actions. And you look at the actions and say, see, that's just who I am. But listen, you don't have an addictive personality. What you have is a Rolodex of excuses you've trained yourself to believe. Your brain just flips through them until it finds the one that sticks. Who cares? One bite won't hurt. It's been a long day. I deserve it. Screw it. I'll start again Monday. Sound familiar? That's not your personality. That's permission-giving thoughts. And the more you say yes to them, the deeper the overeating habit gets. Not because food is stronger than you, but because no one ever taught you how to respond to an urge without caving. No one told you that an urge is not an emergency. And this is the turning point. When you stop treating urges like emergencies, you finally create space to hear your true hunger signals. You begin to ask, am I actually hungry? Or am I just reacting to a thought like, I deserve this, or one more won't matter? That's the skill that naturally toned women practice. I used to believe I had an addictive personality. I thought I was just someone who couldn't say no, someone who always wanted more, who ate too fast, who could never stop it enough. And yet that belief was completely at odds with the part of me that refused to accept I was powerless. Because let's be clear, there is no such thing as an addictive personality. There's no set of traits that condemns you to overeating, no genetic card that makes you powerless to tone your arms or eat differently. What there is a pattern of practiced thoughts, and practiced thoughts can be changed. So when you tell yourself, that's just who I am, I have an addictive personality, what you're really saying is, I was dealt a bad hand. The deck is stacked. I can't win. And that's just not true. The deck isn't stacked against you. You're the one holding the cards. Unfortunately, we've all been indoctrinated with some really backwards thinking when it comes to overeating or struggling with food. We're told it's a character defect, that if you can't stop snacking, you're weak, that if you eat when you're stressed, you're selfish or lazy, that if you can't stick to a diet, something must be wrong with you. That's the cultural story. But the truth is, every single human being has a brain designed to seek out and prioritize rewards. That's not weakness, it's survival. Thousands of years ago, this wiring, it kept us alive. Our ancestors survived by learning how to find pleasure in food and warmth and safety and connection, and to avoid danger and pain. So here's how it works. When you encounter something that helps survival, your brain gives you a hit of dopamine that felt good, let's remember it. Dopamine trained humans to eat berries instead of poisonous plants, to build fires, to stay connected to the tribe. It was a survival mechanism. But now here's the problem. We live Now, in a reward-saturated world, processed foods are engineered to give us a dopamine rush far bigger than anything nature ever offered. And to add to that, social media likes, on-demand shopping, endless streaming, and oversized portions, and your brain hasn't caught up. It still thinks its job is to chase every reward it sees. And what does that mean for women who want toned arms after 50? It means your brain is still wired to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. But the pain you're often trying to escape today isn't physical survival, it's emotional survival, right? Boredom, stress, loneliness, anxiety, insecurity. And here's where it gets tricky. Your brain thinks grabbing food to cover those feelings is being helpful. It thinks numbing out with ice cream after work or mindlessly eating chips in front of the TV is solving a problem. But in reality, it's training your body away from its true hunger signals and keeping you from the arms and the confidence you want. So the issue isn't that you're broken, it's that your brain is doing its ancient job in a modern world that's flooded with fake rewards. And the women who learn to spot this and choose to honor true hunger over emotional hunger are the ones who finally break free. You don't have an addictive personality. What you have is a brain designed to create habits, to chase rewards, and to act based on what you're thinking and feeling in the moment. That's it. Now, some of you may be wondering, but wait, aren't there genetic predispositions that make me more likely to overeat, to crave sugar, to struggle with my weight? And I mean, sure, genetics can play a role, but let's be very clear. There's no single overeating gene, no arm flab gene, no genetic stamp that predetermines you'll never tone your arms or never learn how to honor your hunger. The problem is most people confuse predisposed with predetermined, and that confusion keeps them stuck. Just because something may run in your family doesn't mean your fate is sealed. Your genes are not your destiny. You have free will. And when you learn how to bring awareness to your habit, when you learn to spot emotional hunger versus true hunger, you can change the entire trajectory of your results. Now, I know some of you are already pushing back with this thought. Okay. Fine. Maybe I make the decision to eat. Maybe I don't have an addictive personality. But once I start, I can't stop. Let's pause right there. Because that line, once I start, I can't stop, is not a fact. It's a thought. And what does that thought create for you? It creates the feeling of powerlessness. And when you feel powerless, how do you show up around food? Do you listen to your hunger cues? Do you stop at enough? Do you build the consistent habits that tone your arms? No, you hand all the power over to the food. And here's what your brain does. It starts scanning for evidence that the thought is true. See, you finished the cookies again. See, you couldn't stop at one slice of pizza. But it's only true because you keep thinking it. The real question, is that thought actually helpful? Does it move you toward eating like a naturally toned woman? Or does it keep you locked in the story that food is in charge and you're just along for the ride? Because here's the bottom line. Naturally toned women don't believe Once I start, I can't stop. They believe I always have the option to stop. I can listen to my body. I can choose enough. And that mindset shift, that changes everything. The third excuse I hear all the time is, I don't know why it's so hard not to eat. I just can't say no. Or once I start, I can't stop. But let me ask you something. Do you always eat the same amount? Do you always clear every plate, every bag, every container of food in your house? Do you always eat until you feel physically sick? If your answer is no, and for most of you it is, then how do you explain that? If food is really in charge, why don't you always overeat to the exact same extreme? Why don't you always finish the carton of ice cream, the family-sized bag of chips, the leftovers in the fridge? Why don't you always eat until you can't move? The truth is, you don't, because you're making decisions even in the middle of eating. You might stop later than you'd like, but you're still choosing. If food were running the show, if food had all the power, your eating would look the same every time. But it doesn't. Sometimes you stop, sometimes you don't. And the explanation for that is that you are the one deciding. And here's where it gets a little uncomfortable, because your brain is making those decisions based on thoughts, whether you realize it or not. Okay, thoughts like, I don't eat more than what fits on my plate. I don't let food go to waste. I only eat dessert if someone else is having it. Or I'll stop after this one. I'll stop after this bite. These are the hidden rules you've practiced without even noticing. And they prove something powerful. You're not powerless. You are always making decisions, which means you can start making different ones. Ones that honor your true hunger signals instead of your emotional urges. Because here's the real difference between women who stay stuck overeating and women who eat like naturally toned women. The first group tells themselves, once I start, I can't stop. The second group tells themselves, I always have the power to stop when I've had enough. When you shift into that belief, your arms, your body, your whole relationship with food begins to change. I always think back to a moment in my 20s that taught me something powerful about decision making. I was out with a friend, already a few drinks in, when my mom called me with devastating news. In that instant, everything changed. There was no question. I wasn't going to sit at the bar and keep drinking. I left, found a ride, and went straight to her and my family. Now, think about that. If alcohol was in charge, how was I able to stop cold in that moment? The truth is, it wasn't alcohol running the show. It was my thoughts. The thought, I need to get to my family, was so compelling that it overrode everything else. And that's the same truth with food. There are times when you overeat, telling yourself, who cares? One more won't hurt. I'll start fresh tomorrow. And there are other times when you stop. Maybe because you're out with friends. Maybe because you want to feel good for a workout the next morning. Either way, it's your thoughts driving the decision, not the food. This is why your eating doesn't always look the same. Sometimes you stop, sometimes you keep going, because in one moment you're thinking, I deserve this. And in another moment, you're thinking, I want to feel strong tomorrow. Your thoughts create your feelings, and your feelings drive your actions. So when you tell yourself, I can't stop once I start, or I just can't say no, you're literally creating the feeling of being powerless. And that's the real problem. It's not the chips, the dessert, or the late night snacking. It's the story you're telling yourself about them. Listen, here's the truth. The moment you accept that you are the one making decisions around food, every bite, every snack, every time you stop or don't stop, you take back your power. And yes, it feels uncomfortable because there's no one left to blame. Not your genes, not your metabolism, not your so-called addictive personality. Just you and your choices. But that discomfort, that's also the doorway to freedom. Because once you see that your thoughts are behind every overeating decision, you can finally start changing them. You can start practicing the thoughts that honor your true hunger, that let you stop at enough, that align with eating like a naturally toned woman. That's where your power lives. Not in diets, not in willpower, not in once I start, I can't stop. It lives in taking radical responsibility for your choices. And when you do that, not only do your eating habits change, your arms, your confidence, your whole life starts to transform. If this hit home for you, I want you to know this is exactly why my brand new course, How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman, it's all about. It's where we go deeper into how to spot emotional hunger, how to listen to true hunger signals, and how to finally break free of the powerless story for good. I'll put the link to this course in the description below. You are not powerless. You've never been powerless. You've just been practicing the wrong thoughts. And now it's time to practice new ones. All right, I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.